nice things to say about you. Do you feel yours as big a surprise as you've been told to coaches?
No, I don't consider myself a surprise. I don't, maybe to the coaches, but not to myself. I mean, I believe in God first and foremost, and I believe in myself. And once you believe in those two things, it'll all work out for you. That's my motto.
If you don't make it, if they have to cut you for numbers or whatever it takes, I mean, you think you showed enough that you would get a chance elsewhere?
Well, I can answer that question. The other 31 teams in the NFL have to evaluate the film and make that decision themselves.
It looks like the game, for most rookies, the game is very fast. It looks like for you, it's not that fast. I mean, can you just talk about, that and what you've done to slow it down for yourself?
Like I do, like I said earlier, I just put my faith in God, and He give me the courage, and He give me the strength to go out there and do what I need to do. And also, another thing I do is I calm myself down. I don't get into the rah-rah before the game. I get real relaxed, and that actually slows the game down for me when I'm relaxed.
How do you relax yourself?
Things guys wouldn't normally do before the game. Just have a real nonchalant, lax attitude before the game.
What kind of props did you get from the veterans for saving them from overtime?
Those guys, man, Kenny Phillips, Entrell Roll, the UM guys, they're real proud of me. And they just real supportive of me.
We've seen that before, but they don't want to sit through any more football in the preseason than they have to.
Nah, those guys want to get home to their families.
You said the other day, I've had sacks, I'm going to get more.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I'm confident in myself and confident in my abilities. I don't think I'm a fluke. I think I could go out each and every week. Every Sunday and do what I need to do.
What about the ability to make plays? Some guys can just go out there and make things happen. You seem to have an ability to do that. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Coach Robert Nunn, man, my game has evolved since college. I mean, and watching OCU Minerda and those guys, I just pay close attention to what those guys do and try to model my game after those guys. Those guys are the best defensive line in the NFL, so it's hard not to take from those guys and be able to make plays.
That one play in the first half, you took a swipe at the ball. How did you measure that as far as how close you were, whether to take the swipe, whether to go for the body? I mean, did you calculate all that while it was going on?
Anytime you're that close, you swipe at the ball. Mm-hmm. You tackle the carrier, he can get the ball off, so you always swipe at the ball. That's a sure way to get the sack.
That sounds like something OC would tell you, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I've been watching OC since high school, college, so I see what he's doing, and I just try to go out there and do the same thing.
Do you tell him that you've been watching since high school?
Yeah, most definitely.
How does he take that?
I don't want to make him feel old, but sometimes I make him feel kind of old.
That's true.